Paul, can you comment on Steve's thought, particularly this issue about node-positive patients?
I feel strongly that node-positive patients, although there are a few that indeed take long time intervals to progress, that their risk is high enough and the data is strong enough to initiate androgen deprivation on the basis of their having positive nodes. High-risk patients in general, if they are node negative, and we know many of them are node positive, if more nodes were looked at or looked at by immune histochemistry, I think are clinical trial candidates. If I am not going to follow them through a clinical trial and follow them with observation, my inclination is to get ultra-sensitive PSAs from the get-go so I can determine the rising PSA before it gets to the 0.2 level that we have said is the beginning of failure. To me, that's the absolute indication to initiate another therapeutic option.
Craig, what's your approach to the patient with high-risk disease after radical prostatectomy? And what about the issue of choice of androgen deprivation or hormonal therapy?
Well, I would integrate a little bit with what Paul said. I think the majority of urologists, and I'm in the community now more, only really treat nodal disease as something in an adjuvant nature. I think most of us like to see the PSA doubling times, but the problem with the missing data is they didn't tell you exactly when they treated. I think they treated at the mean PSA of 8. And as Steve pointed out, we treat much earlier than that, so we really don't have a subset of early treatment. So I wait, I watch the PSA elevation, but I'm a big fan of Casodex monotherapy. You know, I have patients now 6-7 years out that are still undetectable. So, and can I still rescue them with an LHRH agonist? Yeah, I can. So I look to treat to minimize side effects.
Dom?
Looking at the messing data and also looking at some of the long-term radiation therapy data, I wondered, we still consider hormonal therapy palliative, but when you look at the long-term data and you look at the survival curves for these patients, they start after about 7 to 10 years to mirror very closely the general population. And my question is, do we consider hormonal therapy in this setting as palliative? Or do we consider it potentially curative? Because as you follow these patients out, they certainly follow the normal population. And I think you can cure some of these patients if you're certainly looking at messing. There's not a load of patients dropping off at the far end. Looking at 85-31, looking at Hanks and Bolus data, those patients are mirroring the normal population. And I think we need to reconsider this situation and see, should it still be palliative or are we talking cure here?
Steve?
That's an interesting point, Tom. If you think it is curative in a patient, let's say, that had positive nodes, you put on adjuvant androgen deprivation, PSA remains undetectable, at some point, would you stop the hormonal therapy and see what happens?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that after 5 years, I'm starting to look back, we're doing it at the VA now, we're looking at our population of patients, we're measuring testosterone levels, and we're taking them off the antiandrogens, the LHRH agonists. Because there's no doubt, Bola gave us the first inclination. 25% to 30% of the patients never regained a normal testosterone. So there must be a time point that you've burnt out the hypothalamic pituitary axis. That being the case, you may not improve the patient's side effects because they'll still have the side effects of castration, but you may certainly save a considerable amount of money in terms of continuing to give them LHRH agonists.
Steve?
But the patient that does remain, that goes back to a normal testosterone, do you restart the therapy then?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, so you're not taking them off androgen deprivation.
Correct.
Because if the idea is that it's curative, there should be a window at which you've reached the cure, you could stop the therapy, allow their testosterone to come back to normal, and they should be fine.
In theory, yeah.
Okay.
Well, unless you define it as a functional cure, which is that, well, they have the same life expectancy as an age-matched population, they might still have the tumor present.
Right.
It might still need to be suppressed, but they're cured clinically.
That I would agree with.